Ooh la la, I love mega project because most people make money from big projects ma. Can you buy this and become a giant hua kui using the right ingredient to bake your hua kui in the next 4 years or not? Which means this is my number. Springleaf Residence by CocoLand and Hong Leong Holdings. 941 units, TOB 2029. This is my last review before I move to my new place. Now let's talk about location. Everyone has been talking about, wow, Lentor, many projects, wow, oversupply. Lentor, no good, wow, Lentor. Remember that for these many years? But now you want to go even further to your Springleaf Station. This is the location. If I zoom out, wow, here got nothing one eh. These are the, what, subject to detailed planning. So you hope that next time here got Disneyland so that you have more capital upside ma. And maybe some canoe activities out of this Sungai Selita.
Wow, it's so near to MRT, it's about 130 meters only.
And the highlight of staying here is you will reach my favorite 10N shopping mall in just 30 minutes. Now let's go to Google Map. Look at the forest, man. You have many animals.
This project should be called Springleaf Island instead.
Definitely you have monkeys, lizard, iguanas, all the fancy birds. And what's the highlight if I zoom out? Wow, it's very near to your Nee Soon Camp Live firing range. I hope nothing happened to you. If not, you need to go to a medical center. If more jialat, then you will end up here. Very dangerous place to stay. And you are the only one development here. Because the plot beside you, no beat some more. Means you may be forever alone. Springleaf Residence got 759 car park lots, which is around 81% of the total units.
Now let's recap how much the developer bought the land for. Developer, so beat. At $905 per square feet per plot ratio. That means no other people want to bid for this land eh. Ask yourself, why no one bid here? Is it because the land price is very expensive? No ma, it's very cheap ma. Or is it because here got more animals than human beings here? Or is it because living here is considered having a wildlife? Then at this per square feet per plot ratio, how much would developer sell their 3 bedrooms average price at? You add all the interest costs, stamp duty, finance costs, and all the filly fairly fees, and with their 15% profit margin, they should be selling at around 1,850 per square feet. But in today's market, where got such price, right? Now let me show you the site plan. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blocks, a few swimming pool.
Wow.
And my favorite tennis court at point. Ooh, I just realized there is this conservation block here. Previously was Upper Thompson Secondary School. Meaning if you buy here and stay, you can only stay for 4 years. Any longer means you retain already.
The Great Lawn. This is the mini version of the Kranji Turf Club. So if you catch any horses in the forest, you can play horse here.
Now the unit mix. 1 and 2 beta is about 37% and 3, 4, 5 beta 63%. Aha, this is what I call family-based project. Not like those, you know, CC other project. 30% for stay, 70% for investment. Now is the interesting part. What is the indicative price by a developer and my average price per square feet? And this is like a 25-story building, so my average price is on the 12-13 story lor. One beta, 388 square feet. Come on lah, guys. This is a Hua Kui channel. No one buy one beta one lah. This is naturally harmonized because it don't even have balcony and aircon latch. Anyway, this project is harmonized. Starting from 878,000, my average 930,000, 2,400 per square feet. 2,004, crazy man. But to be fair, this is a small size lah. 2 bed 1 bath, 527 square feet. I really hope that if any one of you buy this unit, do invite me for your housewarming, because I'm going to shit in the only toilet you have. Don't worry, I will not be embarrassed one. Starting from 1.078 million, my average 1.15 million, 2,180 per square feet. 2 bed 2 bath, 646 square feet. I do have the average price, so I'm going to guess. Average 1.4 million, 2,180 per square feet. 3 bed 2 bath, 786 square feet. Ayo, this kitchen cannot walk here one eh. But at least their room size, queen, king. Starting from 1.618 million, my average 1.72 million, 2,188 per square feet. Can you imagine, today's market, staying in the wilderness is 2,002 per square feet. 3 bed 2 bath plus storeroom, 904 square feet. This kitchen can walk, hey. And this one is your study or storeroom. I do have the starting price, so I'm gonna guess. Average 1.9 million, 2,200 per square feet. 4 bed 3 bath, 1,227 square feet. This one confirm you can walk, hey, because there's a window here. Starting from 2.448 million, my average 2.6 million, 2,120 per square feet. In the resale market, you can buy one size lower. You can easily get a 3 bed 3 bath in City Fringe with shopping mall and MRT, which you can enjoy immediately, or you can rent out and get your renter passive income immediately as well. The next layout is really for
people who love
wildlife.
5841, 1,453 square feet. Starting from 3.01 million, my average 3.2 million, 2,200 per square feet. Now let's talk about school, because school is very important for resale value. Ah ha ha, what school? You are already staying in your
Upper Thomson Secondary School ma.
Now is the important part of the video. Can you buy this and become a giant huat kui? And unfortunately, I have nothing to compare. I can't find something which is similar to this project. You have nothing around you and with an MRT station. So I can just share with you some theories on how to consider whether is it good or bad. The first thing I'm going to share is the price difference for a good OCR condo and a good city fringe condo. If they are the same age, they are about $400 per square feet difference. If you think that Springleaf Resi is a good OCR condo, that means city fringe condo is usually $400 more. Which also means that if Springleaf is going to sell at 2002, city fringe you can easily buy at 2006, which I have faith that something better coming up. Next, I'm going to use this MRT map to compare. You are along the TL. 348 units, no grand. The land price is only 904 per square feet, and that sets the benchmark in Woodlands ma. Followed by 477 units Lentor Central, sold at $982 per square feet. And for you Springleaf Resi 粉丝, 941 Springleaf Resi, the land price is 905 per square feet. Show you this for what? Because doesn't mean developer buy low, they will sell you low. Doesn't mean developer buy high, they will sell you high. There are some cases whereby developer buy high and they sell low, and there are of course some cases where developers buy low and they will sell high to a high like you. And since you are in between Woodlands South and Lentor MRT station, and both of them has already launched, and we can use that as a benchmark. Norwood Grand sold 84% of the units at around 2067 per square feet. Now let me show you the day one price. Norwood Grand, 348 units. They sold on October 2024. These are 3 beta around 2000 to 2001 per square feet. And take note, they are 3 bed 2 bath type. Can walk hey one. Springleaf can walk hey. You just need to change sofa every time. And their 3 bed 3 bath is around 2000 per square feet. Average price is about 2067 per square feet. Next, let's look at your Lentor Central. And remember, they bought at 982 per square feet. Lentor Central, 477 units. They launched around March 2025 this year. Look at their 3 bed 2 bath is about 2000-ish per square feet. And their small 3 bed can walk hey one. Your Springleaf cannot. Big 3 bed is about 2001-ish per square feet. So you can see the price is good. That's the reason they sold 93% at average price of 2200 per square feet, which it brings your Lentor Central to 22 per square feet. So your Springleaf at 905, what is considered a good price? And take note, comparing to the other two areas, yours is the most wild one. I think many of you have heard from your agents.
This is the cheapest new launch with MRT in the market right now.
Therefore, be updated. Even you miss this project, Kingsford bought the last piece of Lentor Central at only $920 per square feet per plot ratio, which means this can be
the next cheapest plot near MRT station, but it's coming up next year.
And there's a small bonus that this plot has 1 kilometer to CHIJ St. Nicholas.
Not like yours.
Upper Thomson Secondary School. Now let's summarize. For location, luckily you have your Thomson East Coast line. If not, I do not know what you are going to eat, how you're going to work. And if you love nature, this score will be high. And remember, the next plot beside you, no one bidded for the land. And for that, I'm giving 4.5. Launch pricing, it's your fault lah. You buy Lentor Central, sold 90% on day one. Developer happy until siao ma. If they can, and because you give them so much confidence, of course they will sell you at a good price ma. If developer is going to stick to the indicative price between 2150 to 2002, I'll be giving 6.5. As this strategy, I know you want to console yourself.
Oh, I buy here, never make money, never mind.
Don't worry lah, you won't lose money. It's all about how much money you make and opportunity cost for the next 4 years ma. Because with all the indicative price, I rather go to a resale market whereby upside is clearer and you have immediate rental income. Any other areas have better upside than this area because there's people around. But in your area, there are more animals. How are they going to write check to give you? If you buy new launch, to make money, you need to sell to resale buyers. So if today every project has completed, as a resale buyer, will you buy Norwood Grand because they buy cheap, they can actually sell you cheap? Or will you buy resale Lentor projects whereby some of them got 1 kilometer to good school? Or would you choose your wildlife Springleaf area? Take note, the project size of Springleaf Resi is bigger than Norwood Grand and Lentor Central combined. And lastly, my ultimate question to myself. Whether I can recommend to my members? Sorry, wrong question. I ask myself whether I will recommend to my own family members. Because I treat you as my family member, I don't treat you like any cai tao out there. So the answer is, I can't lah. Because buying property is like your first bullet must be correct eh. You better buy something and you what to the max ah. And I feel bad recommending, feel bad, I can't sleep lah. Cannot. There are plenty of better areas out there leh, which I have 1000% more confidence in exiting to the resale buyers out there. Because location is very important. I like to recommend my family members, you, my friends, my Huakui subscriber, to buy area whereby it's convenient for work, for kids, got good schools, convenient, got food. These are the resale value that you are looking at so that you can exit with certainty and high profits. What? But again, I don't think you'll lose money from here lah. So I'm going to give 6. Overall service score, 5.7 stars. Now let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? This one sure a lot of people buy one lah. They like wildlife. What? I guess 65% and my wife 80%. This is my company's number, 86060670. Actually, I can give freebies and good deals for those people who take loans from my bankers. But for you, I think don't want. Let's skip there. I really wish all the buyers of Springleaf are you what
until you cannot recognize yourself.
I'm still waiting for my top new launch. It's coming out very soon. And if you don't want to miss out, do subscribe and I'll see you in the next video.